Hey guys, this is Chris here, and today I'm going to be doing a demonstration of a game called Sound RTS. The RTS stands for Real-Time Strategy, and think of this game, I've been told, and I have heard that it's kind of like a version of Warcraft, World of Warcraft. Basically, the idea being you build up your army and then you go out and defeat your foes, and you have various types of troops that you can recruit and buildings that you can build, and I will do my best to describe how this works. I'm not a pro at this game, but I really like it. I think it's the best. Well, I think it's one of the best. I think it's one of the best audio games that we have. So I'm going to go ahead and launch the game. Now, I am using the latest version, which as of this recording is 1.2 Continuous 12. That is not on the main website, but I will put a direct link to download it. And you can check that out. So let me go ahead and launch this.
Menu.
Let's go down here.
Mic. Craze. Default. Sound. Roots. Unknown.
There we go.
Sound RTS 1.2C12 sound pack. Please make a selection.
All right. So now we're in the main menu. As with most games that I demo, up and down take you through your choices, and hitting enter chooses them.
Single player. Play on your computer.
Single player. This let you play on your computer by yourself against computer players, obviously.
Multiplayer. Play on the internet.
This lets you connect or join a server, or, join a multiplayer game.
Server. Launch a server on your computer to host multiplayer games.
This lets you host a server directly on your computer.
Observe a recorded game.
This lets you observe past games that you have played.
Options. Modify your parameters.
Options.
Documentation.
This will open the main game manual, which I highly recommend you read, because it contains a lot of good info on what a lot of these troops do, and can probably cover it better than I can.
Quit this program.
And quit.
Options. Modify your parameters.
Let's take you through the options first.
Options. Options menu.
Okay, I'm going to hit down arrow.
Modify your login.
This lets you set your player name. This is the name that will show up when you connect to an online game.
Mods.
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 Let's
Mods.
Go in here.
Nothing.
We have nothing.
Crazy Mod 9 Beta 10.
What that's saying is Crazy Mod 9 Beta 10.
Flying Town Hall.
Flying Town Hall.
Orc.
Orc.
Teleportation.
And teleportation.
Go back to the previous menu.
This game supports a lot of customization. You can write your own mods that basically change how the game behaves. Honestly, what I would recommend is that you stick to the default game mode until you've gotten used to it.
Nothing.
And so let's just choose nothing.
Nothing. Sound RTS 1.2C12 sound pack. Please make a selection.
Now,
single player, multi-serve, observe options, modify your parameters.
It reloads the program when you choose that.
Options. Option mod of mods. Sound packs.
Sound packs. This lets you choose a set of sounds that you would like to use, so you can make your own.
Open user folder. Sound packs.
I would recommend, okay, so let's go into sound packs.
Sound packs. Sound packs. Nothing.
Nothing.
Crazy ambience.
Crazy ambience. This is used with the crazy mod.
Sound pack.
And sound pack.
Go back to the previous menu.
By default, the game is set to nothing, and the sounds are very, very bad and very low quality. I would recommend choosing
sound pack. Sound pack.
Sound pack.
Sound RTS 1.2C12 sound pack. Please make a selection.
Now, if you're paying attention, you'll notice that the title bar changes to reflect what mod you're using and the sound pack. So if I hit Caps Lock T to have NVDA read the title bar?
Sound RTS 1.2C12 sound pack.
That's basically what that is.
Single mode, sir, observe options, options.
Let's go back into options. Options,
open user folder. Go back to the previous menu. Open user folder.
I think open user folder opens the folder in application data.
Open user folder.
Let's see what that does.
Option user, items view list. Multi, replays, single, temp, campaigns.dini.
Yeah, that's a file folder.
Sound RTS.ini.
Let's see.
Address combo box collapsed. Edit. Selected C. Users Chris document soundtracks 1.2C12 Windows user.
Yeah, that opens up that folder.
Sound RTS 1.2.
I'm going to go ahead and close that.
Modify your. Go back to the previous menu.
All right.
Single player. Play on your computer.
And I should mention, too, that when you get this, you will want to unzip the zip file and run sound RTS.exe.
Multiplayer. Play on the internet.
Let's show you multiplayer real quick.
Multiplayer. Please make a selection. Choose a server in a list.
So this game does have a server list that it uses.
Enter the IP address of the server.
Or you can manually type in the address of a server that you want, that you wish to join.
Cancel.
Let me show you how this works, basically.
Choose a server in a list. Four servers on 11 use a compatible version. Please select the server.
Okay, so let's go down.
Golden, server hosted by Golden.
That's someone's server.
Comma, server hosted by.
Now, the first time I heard that, that freaked me out. But I think what they're doing is they're playing a sound effect from the game to... for the server name. I would really like to know how you do that, because that is really cool.
Theras, server hosted by Theras. Chris, server hosted by Chris.
Yes, I am hosting my own server. It is being hosted on my Linode. There is a separate package that you can download that contains the game for Linux and Mac OS, because you can run this on Linux and Mac OS, although it's a pain because you have to install Python and do all kinds of crazy things. But in that package, there is a standalone app for the server, so that is what I'm running on my Linux machine.
Cancel. Go back to previous menu.
Let me just join mine just to show you what you can do.
Chris. Welcome, Chris, on the server of Chris. Chris.
So when you connect, it tells you if there are players playing, and if there are not, you'll just hear your name.
Start a game on.
So you can start games.
Start a public game on.
You can create a public game, which will, I believe, add it to the list of games. So if people join, they can join your game.
Quit.
Or you can quit.
Quit.
I'm going
to... single player, play on your computer.
I'm going to quit from there because I don't really have players to play with right now. What I will say is, in multiplayer, you can, when you're creating your games, you can actually make teams of players. So technically, I could make a team with me and a computer player versus another computer player, but I don't really want to do that. I'm going to show you the offline mode because the online mode is virtually the same. The one thing I will tell you is the online mode lets you chat, but that's about it. The rest of the gameplay is identical, except for the fact that when you're playing online, you're playing with real humans, usually, which can really... It can really make it challenging.
Single player.
Okay,
please,
let's go
make
in
a
here.
Selection. Campaign.
Campaigns. These are tutorials that you can go through that will teach you how the game works. I think there's like 8 chapters in the one that comes with the game. And I think you can make your own, actually, but I don't know how to do that.
Orc,
that's another campaign thing. I think that's more of an example to show you how to create mods and things like that.
Start a game on. Go back to the previous menu. Start a game on.
The one I'm wanting is start a game on.
Start a game on. Start a game on.
Now, this game has a bunch of different maps.
Quit. JS3, JL8, JL7, JL6, JL5, JL1, JL4, KEL5, SE4, JS3, SE1, SWK2B, MB5, JS2, M1, SWK2C, JL2.
Yeah, there are tons and tons of maps built into this. You can make your own, but making your own maps is a major pain because you have to write them by hand in text files. And basically each map is different. Some maps are larger, some are smaller, some have more resources than others. I think a good one that I'm going to go with for right now.
Quit.
Oh, and
ZN1.
ZN1, that is a custom map, and you will hear that boom, boom.
Quit. ZN1.
The heartbeat tells you that that is a custom map that you're running.
CW1. ZN1. Quit. JS3.
Let's go with JS3.
JS3, please make a selection.
Okay. Now, each map, depending on how they write it, each map can have a different number of maximum players.
Invite quiet computer. Invite aggressive computer. Invite aggressive computer 2. Cancel. Cancel this game. Invite quiet computer.
Let's see. What am I going to do? These are the computer players, and from what I can tell, quiet will not attack you as much. Aggressive will throw what they have at you when they make it.
Can't invite quiet computer.
For my purposes, I think I'm going to go with quiet. Now, you could argue that that's too easy, but it's mainly for demonstration purposes. And obviously, I think the true value of this game is playing online.
Can't invite quiet computer.
So let's do
Please
that.
Please make a selection. Can't start.
And I'm going to hit start.
Start. Objective, neutralized enemy. D1, 2 farm, 5 peasant and 1 town hall ally, 1 gold mine.
Okay. Now let me hit F10.
Menu.
To pause the game so I can tell you what's going on. When you start out, you will hear what square you're in, you will hear what's there, and, yeah, basically that's how that works. Let me see if I can go over the most critical keys. Tab and Shift Tab will move you through objects in the current square. If you hold down Control and press Tab or Shift Tab, you will move through, I believe, meadows, woods, and gold mines. W cycles through all of your buildings, which I will get more into as I play. I'm trying to figure out the best way to put this, because there are a few keys. Well, there's quite a lot, but really, to play well, you don't need to memorize too many. Let's see. Up, down, left, and right will move you through the squares on the map. Now, the way the maps are structured is that there are paths that units have to take. And if you're trying to go in a direction where there isn't a path, you won't be able to. If you hold down Control and navigate the map, that will let you travel to any square that you wish. Now, this particular map, I believe, is a 5x5, so it's fairly small. Let's actually look at it real quick. Oh, and while I'm in the pause menu, let's show you what's in here, too.
Cancel game.
So you got cancel game.
Set the game speed to slow.
Set the game speed to slow. This affects how fast the real-time part of this game runs.
Set the game speed to normal. Set the game speed to fast. Set the game speed to fast 4. Continue game. Cancel game. Continue game.
Okay. So right now, it is a pause, so I can blather on and on and on, and nothing bad will happen. So, oh, let's see. Pressing Z will tell you your gold. X tells you your wood. C tells you your food. You need gold and wood when you're building buildings or recruiting troops. Food is used to feed your troops, and if you don't have enough food, you cannot make more troops. So let me actually get started here, and I will try to explain things as I will try to explain things as I'm doing them.
Can't continue game.
So let's hit continue game.
Continue game.
Now what you're hearing right now, the chickens, that's telling me that there is a farm. The people walking are my peasants. They are currently exploiting a gold mine. And if I hit tab...
Gold mine to the southeast contains 192 gold.
Okay, so they're doing that.
A path to the east. Farm 2 at the center, 133 hit points on 133. Peasant 5 to the east, 4 hit points on 4. Peasant 2 to the south, farm 2 at the center, 1. Peasant 4 to farm 2, farm 1, town hall 1 to the northeast, 400 hit points on 400. Gold mine to the southeast contains 187 gold.
Okay, so that's what I'm doing right now. If you're wearing headphones, the sounds in this game pan. So, like, for instance, you can probably hear the chickens are off to the left.
Town hall, peasant one, farm, peasant farm one to the west, 133 hit points on 133.
Because the farm is, well, there's one farm to my west, there's one to my north. You can hear the town hall and the peasants off to the right, because it's basically telling you what they're doing, so it's very easy to track what things are doing just by listening. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to hit W.
Town Hall 1 at D1 awaiting your orders.
I am controlling my town hall. Now, to issue an order, you press A.
Recruit peasant requires 4 gold and 1 food. Press enter to confirm.
And this is a menu.
Upgrade to keep requires barracks. Press enter to confirm. Rally to define the rally point for the new units. Press tab to select the target and then press enter to confirm. Recruit peasant requires 4 gold and 1 food. Press enter to confirm.
And it wraps back to the beginning. Let's hit enter on recruit.
Recruit peasant. Recruit peasant. Recruit peasant.
So basically, I'm pressing A.
Recruit peasant. Recruit
peasant. To choose the option and then hitting enter, and I'm doing it over and over again.
Recruit peasant. 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 Peasant 6 ready.
And the beeping. Yeah. The beeping tells me that the queue is full. So now my town hall is gathering making new peasants. Let's check my resources.
100 gold, 100 wood, 17 food, 2, 9. Peasant 8 ready.
Okay, so...
Town hall 1 at D1, recruit 8 peasant awaiting your orders.
I think what I'm going to do actually is build another farm.
Peasant 9 ready. You control 9 peasant exploit. Build farm and refine. A path, gold, a path, gold, a path, gold, a path to the east. Build
oh, I can't.
D1, forest, in the fog of war, 1 footman enemy, 1 wood.
Oh, we have a footman enemy here,
Peasant 10 ready.
I'm not really ready.
Comma, 1 footman enemy, 1 wood ally, 1. D1, 10 peasant, 2 farm and 1 town hall allied, 1 gold mine.
This is not good.
Menu.
I didn't think the computer would attack quite so soon. So basically my peasants are gathering gold. And, let me go over some of the unit keys. D will control all of the local peasants. F controls, I believe, your footmen. G is archers. It goes all the way, from, S to, semicolon. The letter row above that, so from Q to, I guess, P, Q controls local units in the current square, I believe. I don't use all of these, because a lot of them I find unnecessary. But yeah, Q is local units. W is your buildings. E is, from what I can tell, another key to select peasants. R will select all of your footmen. T is all of your archers, on and on and on. If you add control to that, or to those keys, control with a key will choose all of your units of that type, regardless of where they are, which is generally what I like to use. S controls all of the units that can fight. Now, by default, peasants cannot fight because they are not meant to fight. They are meant to build things and fix things, and they are very, very, very crucial. But let's see, what else? Yeah, so let's see if I can do this. Now, as I say, I'm not the greatest when it comes to this game, but I really like it.
Cancel. Continue game.
Okay, so we're gathering resources, and let's see.
E1, forest, in the fog of war, one footman and a meadow, a path, wood to the south, footman enemy, quiet computer, to the northwest, 15 hit points on 15, build farm on.
So we have a footman here. I think what I'll do, I will hit Control D.
You control 13 peasant exploit gold mine.
Now, I am going to hold down Shift and press A to move backwards through the menu of things that you can do.
Stop. Press Enter to confirm.
So you can tell them to stop.
17 food to 16. Mode offensive. Press Enter to confirm. Disable auto repair. Disable repair. Build shipyard on repair. Press Tab to select the target and then press
okay,
Enter
so
to confirm.
Peasants can build a bunch of stuff, and I will get into what that is. Repair, if your buildings are damaged, they can fix them.
Disable auto-gather. Press enter to confirm.
Auto-gather and auto-repair are new features in the latest versions of this game. If there... It is a town hall in the same square where you have resources, so gold mines or woods. As soon as you have a town hall there, your peasants will begin gathering without you having to do anything.
Disable auto repair. Press enter to confirm.
Auto repair is exactly what you would think. It lets you
200 gold
repair your buildings. Now,
mode offensive. Press enter to confirm.
Offensive, this will put them into the defensive or offensive mode, because right now they are in defensive mode, which if units are in defensive mode, they will try to run. And we need to take out this footman, I think. So let me put them in
mode offensive.
Let's see.
You control 16 peasant exploit gold mine.
Let's see.
E2, meadows, in the fog of war. E2. E1, forest, in the fog of war, one wood. Wood to the meadow path to the north.
Oh good, the footman left.
D1. E1, forest, in the fog of war, one wood.
Okay, I'm gonna send my peasants here.
Gold mine exhausted.
Oh, okay, so the gold mine's gone. Actually, let's do it D1, over here.
Meadows, 16, you control 16 peasants.
Okay, so I'm hitting Control D.
You control 16 peasant. Go build farm on a meadow, a path, a town hall, a meadow to the southeast. Build farm on.
We want another farm here.
Build farm on meadows.
Now, you have to build things on meadows. That's just a rule.
Farm 3 complete.
Now, that was pretty quick because I have a lot of peasants, and the more peasants you have doing work, the quicker it will go. So let me check my food.
25 food to 16. Town hall 1 at D1 awaiting your orders.
Okay. So we're doing all right.
E1, forest, in the fog of war, one wood.
Okay, so I'm going to send them to E1.
You control 16 peasant. Go to, press tab to select the target. Go to E1.
And I pressed A to choose go to and hit enter. And now you hear them walking in from the left. Because that was the path. All right. So... The crows tell you that there are meadows. The birds tell you that there is a wood thing here.
Wood to the southeast contains 50 wood.
So there's my wood.
A meadow to the southwest. A path to the west. A meadow to the northwest.
Let's actually build some stuff here.
You control 6. Build farm. Build barracks arm requires 7 gold and 9 wood. Press tab to select the target and then press enter to confirm. A meadow to the northeast. Build barracks on.
Now, the first thing to do is build some barracks.
Build barracks. Okay, master.
So that I can get troops. So they're going to do that.
Barracks 1 complete.
Okay, so there's that.
The menu of town hall has just changed.
Let's have them, let's see.
You control 16 peasant.
So I'm going to control them all.
Build farm on requires 5 gold and 5 wood. Press tap to select the target.
A.
Build barracks. Build sawmill on requires 6 gold and 9 wood. Press tap to the meadow to the southwest. Build sawmill on.
We need a sawmill.
Build sawmill on the meadow.
That's also vital. The sawmill increases the wood production, and it also gives you the chance to enhance your archers, which I will demonstrate in just a sec.
The menu of peasant has just changed.
Ah, yes, and because there, it is a sawmill now, the peasants are gathering wood. That is very nice. So, let me try to go over buildings real quick. The town hall...
Comma, 1 footman enemy at E2.
Uh-oh.
Town barracks 1. Recruit footman recruit archer require recruit archer recruit archer recruit archer recruit archer.
I'm gonna get me some archers.
Recruit archer recruit archer recruit archer recruit archer recruit archer recruit archer. The queue is full.
Okay, so let me.
You control 6. Build farm. Build barracks on. Build a path. A meadow to the northwest.
We need some more food, so let's build more farms because I'm making more units. Now the counting
ready.
The
farm 4 complete.
The counting tells you that they're doing things right now. My barracks is producing me more troops. Okay, let me actually pause. Well, I think we'll be fine.
Archer 3 ready.
So the town hall is used to store resources. So if you have gold or wood. That's where that is stored. The town hall recruits peasants.
Archer 4 ready.
And can be enhanced to become a keep, which is what I'm going to do next, because the keep lets you build more things.
Town hall 1 at D1 awaiting your orders.
So I hit W, now I'm going
to
hit A.
Recruit upgrade to keep requires 10 gold and 15 wood. Press enter to confirm. Upgrade to keep.
Okay, so let's do that. All right, now my peasants have nothing to do. And that's the other thing is you don't...
Archer 6 ready.
You don't want your peasants doing nothing. Because that's not good, because you lose time. So let's check my resources.
173 gold, 125 wood. You control 16 peasant. Build farm, build barrack, build some. Build blacksmith on requires 8 gold and 10 wood. A meadow to the southeast, build blacksmith on.
Let's build a blacksmith. I think I will need that.
Okay.
And check my food.
33 food to 24. Black, a path to the west.
Okay.
Archer 8 ready. 33 food to 25. Blacksmith 1 complete.
Okay, there's my blacksmith. Now let me do something real quick.
Town hall 1 at D1 upgrade to keep awaiting your orders. Barracks 1 at E1 recruit 2 archers. Sawmill 1 at E1 awaiting your orders. Research arrows requires 8 gold and 10 wood. Press enter to confirm.
This makes the archers, this makes them do more damage.
Archer 9 ready.
With their bows.
Research arrows.
So let's do that.
Research archers armors requires 8 gold and 10 wood. Press enter to confirm.
This makes the armor of the... archers just a little bit better.
Archer 10, research archers armors. Research bows range requires 8 gold and 10 wood. Research bows range.
Okay, and we're gonna do that one too, because that makes their bows... That makes their bows have a much longer range. So I think we're doing okay.
33 food to 26.
Alright, let's see. So my town hall is upgrading to a keep.
Blacksmith 1 at E1 awaiting your orders.
I have a blacksmith.
Research swords requires 8 gold and 10 wood. Research swords.
I'm going to research swords, which makes the swords of the knights and the Footman better.
Research Footman armors requires 8 gold and 10 wood. Research Footman armors.
Let's do that one too.
Cancel. Stop. Cancel upgrade. Press enter. 125 gold. 65 wood.
Okay, I need more wood.
E1. E2. Meadows. In the fog of war. E2. E2. Meadows. In the fog of war.
Okay, we want to go to E2.
Research complete.
Let's bring my peasants here.
You control 16 peasant. Go to. Go to
okay,
E2.
Let's also bring my troops here. So I'm going to hit Control S.
You control 10 archer. Go to. Go to
okay,
E2.
That way they have some protection. All right. Now I think what I'm going to do here.
A path, a meadow, a meadow, a bridge, a path, a meadow to the northwest.
We've got some meadows here. Let's.
You control 16 peasant. Go, build sawmill on. Build blacksmith. Build wall on. Requires 7 gold and 9. Build gate on. Build scout tower. Build town hall on. Require. Build stables on. Requires keep. Press tab to select the target and then press
okay.
enter to confirm.
The next thing that I need to build are some stables, but I can't do that right now because I don't have my
keep
yet. Well, now I do.
Peasant has built. Build stables on requires 10 gold and 15 wood. Press tab to select the target and then press build stables.
Yes, master.
Let's build a stables here.
115 research, 50 wood. Research complete.
Okay, I need more wood. So let's build that.
Stables 1 complete. The menu of barracks has just changed.
Now let's see if I can upgrade.
The menu of keep has just changed.
Yes, okay.
Barracks 1 at E1 awaiting your orders. Recruit footman requires 6 gold and 1 food. Recruit archer. Recruit knight requires 15 gold and 2 food. Press
okay,
enter to
so
confirm.
What I need to do...
33 food to 26.
I'm checking my food. Let's keep exploring E3, here.
Meadows, in the fog of war. D3, forest, in the fog of war, 1 wood.
Ah.
D2, meadows, in the fog of war.
Okay, we need to go...
D2, D3, you control 10, go to D3.
Let's send my archers here. To D3.
Comma, 1 gold mine at D4.
Ah, good resources. Send the peasants here.
You control go to D3. Research complete.
Okay, my research
comma,
is complete.
1 gold mine at C3. Comma, 1 knight enemy, 1 wood at D3.
Uh-oh.
D2. D3, forest, 1 knight enemy, 16 peasant and 10 archer ally, 1 wood.
Wait, why aren't they attacking?
D4, meadows, in the fog of war, 1 gold mine. D3, forest, 1 knight enemy, wood to the bridge to the wood knight enemy, quiet computer, to the northeast, 45 hit points on 45. Archer 3 to the east, 10 hit points, you control 10, archer.
Let's control all my soldiers with control S.
Wood to the east, abridged, wood, archer, archer, wood, abridged, a meta, abridged to the east.
Oh wait, did that leave?
D3, forest, 16 peasant and 10 archer ally, 1 wood.
Yeah, I think it left. So let's build a town hall here.
You can build saw, build flex, build wall, build gate, build scout, build town hall, abridged, archer, a meadow to the southwest, build town hall, a meadow.
Because when you're gathering resources, you want to make sure that they can take them back. Because what happens is, if you don't have a sawmill or town hall close by, your peasants will have to walk all the way back to the closest one, and that's not what you want.
Town hall went
okay. Yes, master.
All right, so now they're going to do the woods.
Wood to the east contains 50 wood. 103 gold, 34 wood.
It's not a whole lot of wood, though. Let's see, what else can I do?
D4, meadows, in the fog of war, 1 gold mine. Gold mine to the northeast contains 150 gold.
There's a gold mine at D4. Yeah, you know what? I think I will have my peasants do that too. So let's go back to the square and
D3, you control 8 peasant explored wood.
Let's see, so I've got how many peasants do I have?
You control 16 peasant you control 8 peasant
okay, so
D4, meadows,
I'm
in
pressing,
the fog of war, 1 gold mine.
I press 2, which highlights half of the units in that square. So let's send 8 peasants over here.
Goat exploit a path gold a path gold mine to the northeast contains 100 exploit gold mine.
Get the gold mine too, because I might as well multitask.
Comma 1 gold mine at D5. Comma 1 wood at C5. Comma 1 wood at E5.
And as they're walking here, it's telling me of more resources which I may need. So while they're doing that, Let's see.
103 gold, 94 wood. Town hall. Barracks keep one D1 awaiting recruit. Upgrade to castle requires 20 gold and 30 wood. Upgrade to castle.
While they're doing that, I'm going to let my keep become a castle, which will give me more buildings. So now we're just waiting on the peasants to do gold. Things. So my objective now... Oh, and my wood's exhausted, so let's do this.
D3, meadows, 1, you control 8 peasants.
That's it, D to control all of the peasants here.
Go exploit a meadow to peasant farm, a path, a meadow to a bridge, gold mine to the northeast, exploit gold mine.
And tell them to exploit the gold mine and join the rest of their brethren. Or I guess they're not brethren, but whatever. They're not brethren, but that's all right. So we're going to get the gold.
99 gold, 82 wood.
I'm doing pretty well. So my goal right now is to get a castle so that I can build a mage's tower, because what I want to do is
100 gold.
Upgrade my archers to dark archers. Now, you can argue that dark archers are way too powerful, but basically, dark archers are invisible, which means that they are very hard to kill. And if I had to say, I would say that the best units in the standard game are knights, because knights are very fast. Like, really, really fast, but they cost a lot of money and food. Knights, archers, and probably dragons, which I may or may not get dragons. I don't think I need dragons. So that's the other thing, too. There are two different types of units. The ground units have to use paths, so they cannot fly or just travel from point A to point B. They have to use paths. So
there's one knight enemy at C4.
Uh-oh. There's a knight at C4, but that's all right.
Town barracks keep one D1 upgrade to castle awaiting your orders.
Okay, my keep is still doing its thing. There are ground troops, and then there are troops that can fly. Dragons can fly, which basically means that they can go from point A to point B and not use bridges or paths. So I may make some dragons, I'm not sure yet. So right now I'm waiting on them to exploit the gold mine. I think actually, let's see, what else can I do?
Stables 1 at E2 awaiting your orders. Research horse's speed requires 15 gold and 5 wood. Research horse's speed requires 15 gold and 5 research horse's speed.
Let's go ahead and do that research. That's for knights.
34 food to 26.
And you know what? Let's get some knights.
Town hall barracks 1 at E2. Recruit knight. Recruit knight. Recruit knight. 118 gold. 77 wood.
Now knights are expensive, so I may only get two of them for right now.
Keep one D1 upgrade to castle meadow to gold mine to the northeast contains 57 gold.
Okay, the gold mine is almost exhausted.
77 wood.
Let's see.
You control 10 archer.
10 archer.
Knight 1 ready.
I think 10 archers should be okay, because the computer shouldn't be too hard to take out. So I'm still waiting.
C4, meadows, in the fog of war. D4. D3, meadows. D3. C4. C3, meadows, in the fog of war. 1 gold mine. C3, gold mine to the east contains 750 gold.
Ooh, now there research complete. Is the jackpot right there. Gold mine. That's what I want.
77 wood, 143 gold. C2, meadows, in the fog of war.
I'm just looking for
forest in the fog of war. 1 wood. Wood to the south contains 100 wood. A bridge to the north.
Okay, not too bad.
C3 meadow peasant 1 D3 exploit gold mine awaiting your orders.
Let's see. What can I do?
D4 meadows 12 peasant ally 1 gold mine. Gold mine to the northeast contains 28 gold.
Okay, this gold mine is almost out.
Town barracks keep 1 D1 upgrade to castle awaiting your orders.
My keep is still upgrading, so I can't get my dark archers yet. Yeah, and I need to go over a breakdown of the units. I'm very sorry. I'm not doing this very well. But I hope this is instructive, and I hope you actually like this, because, you know, I try my best to make decent quality stuff.
A meadow gold mine to the northeast contains 10 gold.
All right.
34 food, 230.
I need more food. Come on. All right.
A meadow gold mine to the northeast contains 6 gold.
I think they're almost done.
179 gold, 77 wood.
I think what I'll have them do is...
Gold mine exhausted.
There we go. Okay. Now, when you get all of the gold or wood from woods or
castle one complete
gold mines.
The menu of peasant has just changed.
Oh, good. My castle is done, and the beeping is telling me that they have nothing to do. Let's
D3 meadows. One a bridge to the archer. A meadow. A bridge to the meadow to the east. You control 6. Build for a bridge. A meadow to the build.
Okay,
a
meadow.
Let's have them build a another farm, because I'll need more food.
D4 meadows. 2 peasant allied.
So
farm 5 complete.
As I was saying, when you exploit woods and they're all gone, or gold mines and they're all gone, you get new meadows, which obviously means that you can build new buildings. I think what I'm going to have them do.
72 wood, 183 gold.
Oh yeah, I've got plenty. Let's have them build.
You control build farm, build bear, build sub, build la, build wall, build gate, build scout, build town, build state, build work, build dragon's lair on requires 15 gold and 20 wood. Press tab
okay,
to select
so
the target and then press enter to confirm.
Dragon's lair can make dragons. Workshops can make catapults and
build mage's tower on requires 15 gold and 20 wood. Press tab to select the target and then press enter to confirm.
Catapults, flying machines, and offensive flying machines. Flying machines can transport troops, but they cannot damage things.
A path to a meadow to the northeast. Build mage's tower on.
Let's build a mage's tower right here, because I'll need that to make dark archers. Mage's tower makes mages, which mages can recall things, so they can teleport things from different squares to where they are. They have a thing called meteors.
Build mage's tower on a meadow.
Which does damage to all units in the current, or in a square that you choose. Yeah, and they can also summon dragons, which I may or may not use that, I'm not sure yet.
Mage's Tower 1 complete.
Okay, so my Mage's Tower's...
The menu of Archer has just changed.
...is there. I'm going to select my archers.
You control 2 knight and 10 archer. Upgrade to dark archer requires gold, 5 wood, and food. Press enter to confirm. Upgrade to dark archer. 118 gold, 12 wood. 42 food, 230.
Okay.
Archer 2 at D3, upgrade to dark archer awaiting your orders.
Alright, so I'm going to have 10 dark archers soon.
118 gold, 12 wood.
Okay, I need more wood.
C3, meadows, in the fog of war, 1 gold mine, 12 wood.
Uh-oh, did I not build a town hall? Oh, that's all right.
D1, 1 castle and 3 farm ally. C1, meadows, in the fog of war. C2, meadows, in the fog of war. C3, meadows, in the fog of war, 1 gold mine. C4, meadows, in the fog of war. C1, meadows, in the fog of war.
In the fog of war tells you that there's nothing there.
B1, unknown.
Unknown. Okay, these are unknown squares to me.
D1, 1 cast, D2, meadows, D3, C3, B3, and C4, net C5, forest, in the fog of war, 1 wood. Wood to the north contains 100 wood.
Okay.
D5, meadows, in the fog of war, 1 gold mine. Gold mine to the northeast contains 200 gold. D4, meadows, 16 peasant, D5, net C5, forest, in the fog of war, 1 wood.
Let's see.
So you control 16 build saw, build black, build wall, build gate, build scout, build town hall on requires 12 gold and 16 wood, 112 wood.
Uh-oh.
Dark archer 7 ready. You control 16.
Okay,
prison.
I can't build a town hall here. Dark archer 8 ready. Have the resources. Ex,
build farm, build barrack, build sawmill, build blacksmith. Goat, exploit wood to the north. Exploit wood. Wood to the north contains 100 wood.
I just need a little more wood.
Dark archer 10 ready. 118. Dark archer 10 ready.
Okay, so I have my dark archers.
Comma, one peasant enemy. One wood at C5.
Retreat.
Now that's the enemy.
A wood at C5. One peasant neutralized at C5.
My archers are getting him. That wow.
Comma, one wood at C5.
All right.
So one peasant neutralized at C5. D5, meadows, in the fog of war, one gold mine. Dark archer one at D3 awaiting. D3, E3, C3, meadows, in the fog of war, one gold mine. Gold mine to the east contains 750 gold.
Man.
C2, C1, meadows, in the fog of war. C3, D3, meadows, one town hall, 10 dark archer and one farm ally.
My archers are taking things out.
Comma, one knight enemy at D3.
I think
one knight neutralized at D3.
Yep. Oh,
one knight neutralized at D3.
Yes.
Nine peasant lost at C5.
Uh-oh.
You are not controlling any
Uh-oh.
Unit. D3, you are not controlling any unit. E3, D, C3, C5, forest, in the fog of war, eight knight enemy, one wood.
They killed my peasants.
Seven peasant lost at C5. 118, 12 wood. Wood to the north contains 45 wood. You control 10 dark archer and two knight. Go to wood.
Let's send my troops here.
One knight neutralized at D4.
D4, okay. Let's see if I can find the enemy.
One knight neutralized at C4. Comma, 15 archer and 3 foot enemy, one wood at C5.
Damn.
Below at C5.
So they're
one
fighting.
And 4 knight neutralized at C5.
Yeah!
One knight lost at C5.
My knights are
comma,
going away.
30 archer, one knight and 4 foot enemy, one wood at C5.
Damn.
A lord at C5. One knight, 4 footmen, and 21 archer neutralized at C5.
The buzzing tells you that
one
there are
lost at
corpses.
You control 10 dark archer.
Oh, crap.
9 archer neutralized at C5.
Okay, so this is not good.
Town hall, barrack, castle, one at D1 awaiting your orders. Recruit peasant. Recruit peasant. Recruit peasant.
So, I'm gonna get me some new peasants.
D5, meadows, in the fog of war, one gold mine.
What I might do is just look for the enemy, because I think my dark archers can take him. Again, you can say that dark archers are probably too powerful. So let's see.
D4, meadow, D3, meadow, D2, meadow, D1, one castle, two peasant, D2, meadow, D1, D5, meadows, E5, forest, in the fog of war, one wood, E4, meadow, E3, E2, meadows, one stables allied, E1, unknown. You control 10 dark arch, go to A1.
Let's start at A1, just because there are some squares that I don't know about, so we'll send troops
peasant
there.
Peasant 4 ready.
And the dark archers are pretty much invincible, which is nice.
78 gold, 12 wood, comma, one peasant enemy at C4.
They
one
took out the
peasant.
One peasant
neutralized at C4. B1, unknown. C1, meadows, in the C2, C4, meadows, 10 dark archer allied.
They're...
comma, one town hall and six peasant enemy, one gold mine at C3. C3,
yep.
Meadows, in the fog of war, one town hall and four peasant enemy, one gold mine.
Okay, there's a town hall that they have... Let's take that.
Three peasant neutralized at C3. Peasant 6 ready. Comma, one gold mine at C3. Six
right.
Peasant and one town hall neutralized at C3.
Okay.
C2, meadows, 10 dark archer allied.
They're attacking something that I
comma,
can't hear.
One gold mine at C3. One peasant neutralized at C3.
All right.
Peasant 8 ready. Comma, one wood at A1. Comma, one gold mine at B1. B2, meadows, 10 dark archer allied.
They're shooting at something.
Comma, one town hall enemy at B3.
B3.
Comma, one farm enemy at B2.
Okay.
One farm neutralized at B2.
Okay,
peasant
so they
nine ready.
Took out the farm at
one
B2.
One knight and one farm neutralized at B2.
See.
B3, meadows, one stables and one farm enemy, and dark archer ally.
My archers are taking out their buildings, and
peasant
I may actually
ready.
Win. Let's see.
Comma, one farm enemy at B3. One town hall neutralized at B3. Comma, one stables enemy at B3. A3, meadows, 10 dark archer at B3, meadows, in the fog of war. B2, meadows, in the fog of war.
Okay, so I've taken out quite a lot of their stuff.
B1, Meadows, in the fog of war, one gold mine.
Let's see.
A 1, Forest, 3 Dark Archer Allied, 1 Wood. A 2, Meadows, in the fog of war. A 3, Meadows, in the fog of war. A 4, Meadows, in the fog of war. A 5, and known. You control, go to a 5.
Let's go to a 5. Let's see if they've got more stuff. So, as you can probably tell, your troops basically do what they want. You tell them where to go. When they see things that they can take out, they will try to take them out.
Comma, one farm enemy at a 3.
Aha. So there's a farm at a 3.
A 4, a 3, Meadows, and Dark Archer allied.
I think they...
One farm neutralized at a 3.
Yep.
A 4, Meadows, in the fog of war.
You can hear them walking from the bridge, and here they go.
A 5, in the fog of war.
Okay, there's nothing here.
B5, Meadows, in the fog of war. A 5, in the fog of war, one barracks and one sawmill enemy.
Okay, there's some more stuff here.
One sawmill neutralized at a 5.
There we go. Took that out.
One farm enemy at a 5.
Oh, they found some more
one
stuff.
One barracks and one farm neutralized at a 5.
Yep. Yeah, I am destroying.
One farm neutralized at a 5.
I am destroying the computer. Let's see.
A 1, forest, in the fog of war, 1 wood. A 5, Meadows, 10 dark archer allied. A 4, Meadows, in the fog of war. A 3, Meadows, in the fog of war. B3, B4, Meadows, in the fog of war. B5, Meadows, in the fog of war. C5, forest, in the fog of war, 1 wood.
There's some corpses there.
C4, Meadows, in the fog of war. C3, Meadows, in the fog of war, one gold mine. C2, Meadows, in the fog of war. C1, Meadows, in the fog of war. D1, 10 peasant, one castle and three farm. D2, Meadows. D3, Meadows, one town hall and one farm allied. D4, Meadows. D5, Meadows, in the fog of war, one gold mine. E5, forest, in the fog of war, one wood.
Now, this is the problem I have.
E4, Meadows, in the fog of war. E3, Meadows, in the fog of war.
Is where are they? Because... it's not telling me.
D2, Meadows, one stables allied. E1, one barracks, one blacksmith, one sawmill and one farm allied. D1, 10 peasant. D2, C2, Meadows, in the fog of war. Beat a 2, Meadows, a 1. A 5, a 5, a 4. A 1, you control 10 dark arch. Go to a 1.
Let's have them go back through this column. Here. Yeah, I don't know where they are, but there's probably like one or two more buildings. Somewhere, but I am definitely creaming the enemy. Now it's just trying to figure out where they are, and if I had more resources, I would build a temple and get some priests, because priests have holy vision, which lets you see, which lets you cast it on a square and lets you see it and see what's there. Okay, nothing here.
B1, Meadows, in the fog of war, one gold mine.
Let's see.
You can go to B1.
Go to B1, guys, come on. So, yeah, I think Dark Archers are possibly a little too powerful. But man, they kick butt.
B1, Meadows, B2, Meadows, in the fog of war. You can go to B2.
Let's see about B2, because I think they were there. And they haven't touched my buildings yet, which means they're probably really weak. Stupid computer. Although, to be fair, I am fighting against a relatively easy computer player. So I'm waiting for the archers to get here.
B3, Meadows, 9 dark archer allied. B4, Meadows, in the fog of war. B3, Meadows, in the fog of war. B2, Meadows, 10 dark archer allied.
So they're walking.
B3, Meadows, in the fog of war. Dark archer 1 at B2 awaiting your orders. B2, B3, you can go to B3.
Come on.
B4, Meadows, in the fog of war. Go to B4.
Let's have them go here. I'm not sure where the enemy would be, though. Maybe in the C column?
B5, Meadows, in the fog of war. You can go to B5.
See, what I don't get, though, is If all the squares are known to you, why can't you see the enemy unless you have to send troops there? I mean, I guess that would be the reasoning, but still. Oh, the other thing, pressing page up and page down will move you through squares that you know of.
A 4, Meadows, 1 dark archer allied. A 5, Meadows, 10 dark archer allied.
Ah, here we go. They're shooting something.
B5, Meadows, in the fog of war, 1 keep enemy.
There's their keep. All right, let's take that out. Yeah.
1 keep neutralized at B5. Comma, 1 farm enemy at B5.
Take out their farm.
1 farm neutralized at B5. Comma, 1 farm enemy at B5.
Take that out. Let's see if I win. Nope.
B5, Meadows, 10 dark archer allied. B4, Meadows, in the fog of war. B3, you can go to
B4. Okay, so
damn, where else could they be, though? But yeah, page up and page down will move you through the squares that you know of. I think it's just buildings that you have and where your troops are, but yeah.
B3, Meadows, in the fog of war. B2, Meadows, in the fog of war. B1, Meadows, in the fog of war, 1 gold mine. B4, Meadows, in the fog of war, 1 dark archer allied.
Okay, so I took out their keep. Where else are they?
C4, Meadows, in the fog of war. C5, Forest, in the fog of war, 1 wood. You can go to C5.
Let's check the C column. Because D is where I'm at, and I'm pretty sure there's nothing there. Come on.
42 food to 20.
Yeah, and my peasants are doing nothing. I really should have them doing something, but...
Peasant 1 at D1 awaiting your orders.
Ah, well.
Dark Archer 1 at C3 go to C5 awaiting your orders.
Come on.
C4, Meadows, in the fog of war. C2, C3, Meadows, 10 Dark Archer allied, 1 gold mine.
But yeah, no, I love archers because they can hit things... I think they can also hit things with the bow's range. If you upgrade them with the bow's range skill, I think they can hit things that are in adjacent squares, so that is really nice.
C4, Meadows, in the fog of war. C5, Forest, 10 dark archer allied, 1 wood.
Okay, there's nothing there.
You can go to D5, Meadows, in the fog of war, 1 gold mine. Go to D5.
Send them over here. Dang it, I'm not sure where they are, though. There has to be, like, one or two buildings left, though, because I've taken out a bunch of their stuff.
D5, Meadows, in the fog of war, 1 gold mine.
So there's not a direct path from that square to here, so they have to take the long way, so they're taking forever to get here.
E5, Forest, in the fog of war, 1 wood. D5, Meadows, in the fog of war, 1 gold mine. Dark Archer 1 at E4 go to D5 awaiting your order. E4, Meadows, 10 Dark Archer allied. E5, Forest, 10 Dark Archer allied, 1 wood.
So they're going off to the left.
D5, Meadows, 10 Dark Archer allied, 1 gold mine.
Nope, nothing.
D5, E4, E3, Meadows, in the fog of war. You control, go to E3.
Come on, where's the enemy? This is ridiculous. Like I said, I may give up here pretty soon, because, I mean, I pretty much won. It's just dumb, because I can't find where they are. Alright, so here they come.
E2, Meadows, 1 stables allied. E1, 1 barracks. 1, D1, 10 peasant. 1, D2, Meadows, in the fog of war. D3, Meadows, 1 town hall and 1 farm allied. D2, you can go to D2.
Yeah, D2? I don't know. This is really weird. Yeah, I think I'm going to quit, though. If I can't find them soon-ish, because this, I think this recording has gone on long enough. Nope, nothing here.
D4, Meadows, one Mage's Tower.
There's my Mage Tower.
78 Gal, 12 Wood. D5, Meadows, in the Fog of War, one Gold Mine. C5, 4 B5, Meadows, in the Fog of War.
But see, the whole map...
Meadows, in the Fog of War. You can go to a 5.
The whole map is known to me, but I can't see them. That's really aggravating. Like, extremely aggravating. And I don't have priests, and I don't want to make them. Because it'll take too long, and I have the troops that I need to take them out. I just can't. It drives me crazy. But yeah, I mean, this is basically how this game works. You build up your troops, and you send them out and try to find the army of your... Try to find the army of your foes. That's basically what you're doing. Now, granted, I may not have given you the best strategies, and there's a bunch of other stuff that you can do, but I like making dark archers and sending them out, because there's very few things that can kill them. I think dragons can see invisible units, but dragons can be taken out by archers, so... Yeah, this is ridiculous. I cannot find the enemy.
A 4, Meadows, in the Fog of War. You can go to a 1. Go to a 1.
Where's the enemy? This is stupid. But yeah, dark archers are probably the best. Followed by knights. Knights, dragons, and the rest, eh. Footmen have to be close to their targets to hit them, and they can be taken out by dark archers or just regular archers. Catapults are very slow, but they can hit things in adjacent squares, so that's kind of nice. I think two dragons can see. Oops.
Oh, B1, Meadows, in the Fog of War, one gold mine. You go to B1.
Yeah, I can't find them. This is really frustrating. But yeah, dragons can fly.
B2, Meadows. B3. B2, you can go to B2. Okay,
yeah, I can't find them. Shoot. I cannot find them. But yeah, let's see, dragons can fly. Mages are okay. Priests can heal. They have their vision thing that lets them see a square that you choose. It doesn't matter where it is, so right now,
B3,
I
Meadows,
think
in the
it would be
war.
Really useful to have a
B3,
priest
because
I could find
go
them
to.
A lot B3. Faster than having to have these things walk around. Because Holy Vision detects invisible units, so I guess you could use it to fight dark archers.
B4, Meadows, in the Fog of War.
They also have... I think it's called, it's an attack that damages all units in the current, in a square that you choose, which is one way of getting rid of dark archers, just damage the whole
you can go to,
square.
Press, go to B4.
Yeah, I can't find them. This is really frustrating.
B4, Meadows, B5, you can go to okay, B5.
Yeah, you know what? I think I'm going to quit. So let's just hit F10.
Menu. Cancel game.
Because I pretty much won.
Cancel game. Defeat at 45 minutes, 55 seconds. 48 units produced, 18 lost, 59 neutralized. 14 building produced, 0 lost, 14 neutralized. 450 gold gathered, 372 consumed, 256 wood gathered, 244 consumed. Score 1,439, press F5 to listen again.
Just
please
hit,
make a selection. Yep. Go back to the start again. Go back to the previous menu. Quit. Audacity.
So there you go. I hope that has been a decent look at this game. Like I said, I may not have done the best at describing it because it does take a little getting used to, and you have to keep track of lots of different things. So if this is not your type of game, that's fine. But I think it's really cool. I think I talked about most of the unit types. There's also the Necropolis, which will recruit necromancers, which necromancers can raise corpses. And they can, I think they also have a spell that they can cast that will damage all, I think it damages all undead units in the current square, or the square that you choose. But yeah, and then I think I talked about priests. Priests can heal. They can resurrect units that have died. They can't do any damage themselves, so you usually want to keep them out of direct combat, just like your peasants. But yeah, no. So I hope this has given you a good look at how this game works. I would recommend you guys to read the manual. You can either read it from the game main menu by choosing documentation, or you go into the folder where you got the game and or not got it, but where you extracted it. And there is a folder in there called docs, and there I believe the documentation is in like 10 or 12 languages, so just choose the one that you want to read. There's guides in there on making maps, making mods, doing all kinds of crazy things. And the best part is that this game is completely free. Sorry, stupid stutter. It is completely free. So, you know, you have nothing to lose. And for being free, I think it's pretty darn good. I mean, it's not perfect, no. But, you know, it's pretty good. The other thing that I did not mention while things were going on. When you hear things in combat, the units with the higher pitched voices are yours, and the ones that sound lower are your foes. You probably caught that, but I thought that I would mention that. So, what else? If I haven't said it already, the counting is always a progress bar, so it's telling you what things are doing. So I'm sorry if this was kind of not very well made, but I thought that I would do a demo of this game because I really like it, and I wish more people would play it because it really does make you think and go, okay, what do I do now? Anyway, I will quit blathering. I'm sorry, you guys. You guys take care. If you have any questions or comments, you can leave them in the chat section of YouTube. Or not chat. Yeah, I'll quit blathering. Anyway, you guys take care. Bye.